Uri and Marianne, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having us.
Now, I have to start with you, Marianne, because Eunjin is a very familiar name around the TSO. What's your relationship with former music director Peter Eunjin?
Peter and I are cousins. We're first cousins. And I was actually the first Eunjin to arrive at the Toronto Symphony.
No kidding.
No kidding. I was a volunteer, I think it was in 97, 98, and Peter took on his position, I think it was in 2004. So I'm kind of proud of that fact that I was there before he was.
Well, we'll talk more about both of your involvements in a moment, but the TSVC has been around pretty much since the very beginning, the brainchild of Mrs. Mary Austin and Harriet von Kunitz, who was wife of the founding conductor, Luigi von Kunitz. And back then, and for many years, it was the Women's Volunteer Committee. Uri, tell us about how it functioned back then.
That's right. Mary Austin, she did it specifically to help musicians at the TSO, which had just formed, to have supplementary income.
Amazing. So, yeah, now to your involvement. So, Marianne, having been involved before, your illustrious cousin, tell us how you got involved. Why did you get involved?
I've always loved music. And one of the members, whom I was quite friendly with, she brought me into several of the events that were taking place, and she said, you might enjoy this. And of course, the result was that I did enjoy it to the point where I then decided I would apply as an introductory member and did my little bit there with the fundraising and so on and so forth. Yes, it's been very rewarding for me.
And Uri, how about you? When did you start getting involved with the TSVC?
I became involved about 15 years ago, and classical music is always a big love for me. You know, music of all kinds, really, but classical music is especially, it made a big impression on me, even as a small child. You know, I had gone to a lot of concerts and things.
So fundraising, obviously, is a big part of the TSVC's role, which I understand includes one of Toronto's very first annual wine auctions, which was obviously a very successful idea because it's been taken up by many other organizations since then. What other events does the TSVC hold, Marianne?
Well, can I just comment on the wine auction first?
Absolutely.
Yes. The TSVC were the very first, not only in Toronto, in Ontario,
so
and
the
possibly...
first, not one the of first, the first.
The first, okay. The first, and possibly even in Canada.
What other ways has the TSVC fundraised over the years?
Well, I guess the biggest one is the wine auction, but we've also had rummage sales in the past. We've had dream auctions, and the prizes have been quite significant, jewelry trips and so on and so forth. The galas, one of which was the big Mozart gala, and that was quite successful. And the piano competition, I completely forgot about that. That was something that the TSVC initiated.
Yeah, we're not doing the piano competition currently, but our first winner was Stuart Goodyear.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, you see where he's gotten to in his career.
He must
which
have been
wonderful.
What, was he a teenager then?
He was very young. And the piano competition is great because there is a financial award with it, but the best part is you get to play with the TSO.
Right. So, big debut,
right.
Very important
right.
step. In anyone's career. I'm curious, you know, what kind of financial support are we talking about when it comes to what the fundraising results
well,
in?
Over the years, over the 100 years, we estimate about $25 million plus has been raised for the TSO.
Wow.
Yes, it goes into operating costs, of course, but this year, especially for the 100th anniversary, just to mark the milestone, we have started a new project, and it's an endowment fund. And we're collecting $1 million for an endowment fund, which will fund the chair of the conductor for the TSYO, which is the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra.
That is a fabulous goal. And I have to say, personally, as someone who was in the TSYO for 4 years, mm-hmm. was very formative, a wonderful, wonderful experience. So, and I think I actually got a scholarship from the committee back then, you know, like a $50 check or something. But there's a lot to do with education. Speaking of the TSYO that the committee has been involved with, tell us a bit about the education activities.
Education is a very important niche for the TSVC, the Volunteer Committee. We have many programs. We support the TSO with their education programs, first of all. There's Adopt a Player, Morning with the Symphony, where we organize children coming into rehearsals with the TSO. Apart from that, of course, we do support the TSYO. It's in its 49th season, actually, this year. It is tuition-free. So we do help with that as well.
Yeah, doing a lot of work, bringing the TSO into the community.
Right.
Now, what kind of people become members of the TSVC? I mean, it must be quite a community.
We have people from all walks of life. The common denominator is the love of music. Everyone is there of their free will, you know, working towards a common cause. It's a very special thing, and it builds camaraderie, lifelong friendships, and you're doing something to really enhance the culture of the city you live in.
Now, this is a big year, the 100th anniversary, not only of the TSO, but also of the TSVC. So you must have some special events in store, Marianne.
We do. We've resurrected what used to be a fundraiser that was quite successful for us. It's the Day at the Races. And this Day at the Races this year is on May the 6th, and it's going to be coinciding with the Kentucky Derby. And there's still some tickets available if anybody's interested. Of course, Houri, would you like to speak to the other events that are taking place for the 100th anniversary, being as you're the chair?
We have had an event at City Hall, which honored all our membership because, you know, we go through a lot of this and we don't pat each other on the back or anything like that. But this is a very special event where we have honored all our members. Also had a flag-raising ceremony at City Hall.
Wonderful.
And, of course, May 6th, as Marianne said, it will be at Woodbine Racetrack, a special day at the races. And then June 10th, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is having a special concert to honor all the volunteer committee members.
The TSO is honoring us, which is really rather nice. And can I just add on a comment about how important volunteerism really, really is in our community? Volunteers give of their time, they give of themselves, they give of their energy, they give of their money if that's part of what they wish to contribute. And I feel that volunteerism should be held very highly within our community, not only for the volunteers of the symphony, but in general. I'm very proud to be one, and I will continue to be one as long as I've got the energy to do so.
This is why we do it. We really want to give something of ourselves. And I remember once a friend of mine invited me to attend a swearing-in ceremony for her Canadian citizenship. And I was really impressed that the presiding judge or the justice of the peace at the time, he chose to speak to all these newcomers about volunteerism and the importance of volunteerism. That always made an impression on me.
Yeah, and going back to what you were asking us, Kathleen, too, about who is a volunteer. We have volunteers that are young people as well as older people. Many young people in their 20s and 30s. This constitutes now a larger and larger portion of our volunteer committee. We've got lots more younger people.
If someone wanted to get involved in the TSVC, how would they go about it?
They can go to the TSO website or directly to our website, which is tsvc.ca.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining me, but especially for all of the wonderful work that you have been doing, and your points about volunteerism are well taken.
Kathleen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathleen.